Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
It's up to me to be the very best I can be. And it's up to you to do the same thing too.
Atlanta Life Media, here to share the love, the little life experience. Atlanta Life Media.
Who just let no man curse? Sing low.
The letters count it to make a conversation.
Well, hello, everyone. Welcome. God bless you today, and thank you for tuning into season two of our live shows with exciting new guests of columnists, filmmakers, innovators, and overcomers featured from our Up to Me magazine and across our nation. Here at our studio, the view is inspiring this morning, so stay tuned as we hear a powerful testimony for the Sky Angel 2 Network's The Christian View. Okay, all of you are noticing that this doesn't sound like Gabby G. Well, this is Mel D, executive producer, standing in for Gabby G this morning. Gabby, unfortunately, has laryngitis, so I just want everybody to put their prayers up for restored health and that her voice comes back full force, and she'll be back on air with you next week. But no worries, Gabby G briefed me. She actually is listening in to make sure that I handle her baby with kid gloves, and I will do that. So if this is your first time tuning in, we want to thank you. And just to give you a little background on why people call Gabby G, how she got that name, she got it from her mother. He used to call her Gabby Gale because as a little girl, she was born with the gift of gab. And that's a trait that both her husband and son can also each attest to. But I say that it's okay because we believe that one's greatest weakness is also one's greatest gift. So if you like to talk or just a great listener, please join Gabby G each and every Saturday morning in the Gabby G Cafe and be inspired along with Gabby G and her guests as she introduces you to each and every morning to inspire and educate you. So I just want to say a special thank you for all of our listeners this morning, and just bear with me as I guide this conversation with our special guest this morning. I just want to also take a moment, because I very rarely come on air, I just want to say that I'm truly blessed and humbled to have a great Christ-led team. And we do all we can here on the Up to Me magazine radio show to serve you in the greatest way. Here at Up to Me magazine, we love to encourage and empower each of you to be the best that you can be. So this program is truly meant to be a platform of voices to be heard, to be expressed in a safe and non-judgmental environment. I cannot express that enough. So please don't feel shy about participating in our program. I want to also give a special thank you to Blessed Love Gospel Reggae Band for creating our theme song, Wake Up, which I'll play in its entirety at the end of the show. If you're interested in how you can purchase the song, just send Gabby, actually, an email at Gabby at Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, go to our Facebook page, and in a future show, she'll provide you with all the details on how you can purchase the song. Now, if you want to join today's conversation, we want to hear from you. So give us a call. Call in now at 347-324-5246 and press 1. By pressing 1, that'll put you in the on-air queue, and I'll be able to bring you on air at about 10:30. So call in now. If you just want to listen, continue to listen. Now, most of you have heard of ABC's popular daytime talk show called The View. There are even other similar versions of the show, like CBS's The Talk, and one for you foodies out there called literally The Chew. But there is also another show that is not so similar that airs each Tuesday at 9 a.m. on WATC Channel 57's Sky Angel 2 Network called The Christian View. A biblical, groundbreaking, and cutting-edge talk show that weighs in on today's issues and hot topics against the Word of God. because God does have a view. This multiple award-winning show also streams live around the world and has won the Uplift TV Award at the Georgia Entertainment Gala of 2015, an event I attended. And I can tell you that's a great award and honor to have. They've also won the Best in Media at the Steeple Awards in 2016, winner of the Best in Media, Rice Awards, and winner of Leading the Way Legacy Luminary Award 2016, and has joined with Gammy Arnett Productions to provide the red carpet interviews at the Kingdomwood Christian Film Festival this past October. And they will also be covering the red carpet interviews at the upcoming Georgia Entertainment Gala in February of 2017. However, behind all the awards and accolades is a faithful woman of God, wife and mother of two sons, with an even powerful testimony that laid the foundation for this spirit-filled show, who serves as both the host and executive producer and co-founder with Jesus of The Christian View. She is also the author of The Bridge, Between Cell Block A and A Miracle in Psalms 91, and Georgia Justice, Journey to Faith, and the founder and publisher of The Christian View online magazine. We are truly honored and blessed to have with us here this morning the inspiring Miss Jackie Carpenter. So help me, everyone, by giving a virtual applause to our guest this morning, Jackie Carpenter. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning. And first let me say I'm so sorry that Gail can't be with us, or Gabby, but I did have a chance to speak with her this past week for well over an hour, and the reason for that is I'm a gabber, too. So when two gabbers get on the phone together, you start to imagine, wonder what that's like, with two gabbers talking on the phone.
Yes.
Actually,
yes,
at some point, we have to come up for air. And when we come up for air, we actually hear what the other person says. So it was very good.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, we are so thankful. I had the chance to briefly talk with you before we came on air, and I am just so thrilled and honored to be co-hosting for Gabby this morning. So, you know, I want to get started because we have so much we want to talk about with you this morning. So I want to first give our listeners the opportunity to learn a little bit more about you and your story. And it is our understanding that you did have a tragic day in your life with your family, and your incredible journey of faith was tested and laid the foundation and inspiration for your show, The Christian View. So if you can, will you share with us your story and how it led briefly to you being to where you're at today?
Sure. You know, it's amazing how God can take a tragedy and turn it into something that can reach the entire world and through a miracle. And that's exactly where we came from. In 2008, I was living a dream. I tell Gabby, I was living a dream life. I mean, I had it all, Melinda. My husband and I were traveling the world first class. He was having my dream home built. I look back on that day, June 27, 2008, and life was perfect as I knew it to be. On that day, my life was absolutely perfect. But it goes to show you how, within 24 hours, how a perfect life can be blown to smithereens, and that's what happened. By the end of that day, on June 27th, look, those were my sons. My oldest son was pastoring a church. My youngest son had been called into the ministry. He had been pastoring along beside my oldest son, but my youngest son was a home builder as well. And by the end of that night, I received a call that my son, we won't go into all the details, it would take us 2 hours, but by midnight, I received a phone call that my youngest son had been accused of felony murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, possession of a firearm, and had been thrown into cell block A with the worst of humanity, and he was innocent. Now, as a mom, that could possibly be a mom's worst nightmare, other than getting a call that your child had been killed. I mean, other than that, I can't think of anything more horrific than to wake up at midnight to that kind of a phone call. And, you know, life changed. Everything changed. And, you know, I did like you and all other mothers. I started trying to fix it, Melinda. I started searching. I searched 24 hours a day trying to find answers that would clear him. I knew he was innocent. And, you know, we went out. We hired the best attorney in the Southeast. And he came in and he looked at it and he said, oh, gosh, this does not look good. You know, this just doesn't look good because things had been so stacked against him and framed. And, I mean, oh, I can't even start to tell you. And so I just decided that nobody can fix this but me. But me, Melinda.
Right.
I'm going to do this thing, okay? So I moved into law books. I started searching Georgia law, Texas law, all the law books, all the computers. And about 6 months in, I received a phone call from my doctor. And she told me to go to the hospital that I was a dead woman walking. And I'd been dead for months, but I had no clue because I didn't have time to stop and realize how sick I was. But I went to the hospital, and that's when things changed again because now I'm flat on my back, no place to go, can't get to the computers, can't get to the law books. My blood count had dropped to 8, which was not even strong enough to pump my heart. So they were pumping blood into me. But that's when God spoke, and he said, as plain as day, Jackie, you're searching the wrong books. So when I got out of the hospital, I had to go by CVS Pharmacy, and I told Gabby to get my medication, and my eyes were just drawn to this Choice book stand, and there was the book, Psalm 91, God's Shield of Protection. And I took that book home, and I climbed into my prayer closet, which is where I'm at right now, and I started reading. See, it's amazing how fast we can turn our saunas into prayer closets. And so I'm in my prayer, it's no longer a sauna. It's a prayer closet and a war room. And so I started reading about miracle after miracle where God had intervened in impossible situations. And there's so many people going through impossible situations as we're sitting here talking. And I knew we had to have that. We had to have a miracle. We had to, or there was no way out. So I put the law books down, I put the computer down, and I moved my life into the book of Psalms. That became my hospital, where Psalm 91 became my intensive care unit. And now I'm living life in a different way because, see, God is now telling me things that man can't tell us. God was telling me, Jackie, I can take the crooked way and I can make it straight. I can take the devices of the wicked and I can turn them to non-effect. Put not your trust in man or your attorney. I am your defense. So that just took my whole life into a different direction, and that's how I started living. But I told Gabby I couldn't live in that prayer closet. I had to come out. And when I would come out, I'd have to go into meetings with attorneys. And they would just come across the table at me. I mean, just, Jackie, wake up, wake up. It's not a matter of whether or not Jason is going to prison. It's a matter of how long he's going for, killing me again. Every time I come into the real world, I start dying again. So I would have to go back home and back into that prayer closet, hook back up to Psalms, go back into that intensive care unit where God would say, now, Jackie, you ain't got to be afraid of those arrows coming at you by day from those attorneys. You ain't got to be afraid of the terror coming at you by night in those nightmares. Why? I'm going to put angels in charge of you guys. And the last verse, life verse for me, when he is in trouble, I will deliver him because he has known my name. Remember, Jason was preaching when this happened. And so, and it's like I tell Gabby, Jason's faith never wavered. He stayed strong in the Word the entire time. But Mama's faith had to be rebuilt from the ground up. And that's what God was doing in my prayer closet with me, Melinda.
Wow. And you know the power of a mother's love. I mean, you just, you went through it and you got through it. And, I mean, it's just an amazing story, absolutely amazing story. And I haven't had the pleasure of birthing children, but I did co-raise my niece and nephew. And I cannot begin to imagine the turmoil that you were in, because when I think about my nephew, had that been him, how I would have really been brought down to my knees and probably would have, you know, succumb to physical manifestations like you did. And but, you know, thank God your faith and God, you know, took over, and that you, you know, you started going into the areas that you needed to go into to really, you know, survive that. It's just absolutely amazing. So I know that this coming out of that situation, that it was the inspiration for your book. Am I correct? Was there a book was written?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. Yes. You know, I was telling Gabby, the last advice that came to me from my son after he left the attorney's office, before we literally went into a court trial, you know, I kept thinking, like all mothers, something's going to come through. God's going to provide a miracle. Surely to goodness, we're not going to have to go through a murder trial. Surely we're not. He's innocent. Surely we're not. But, you know, nothing happened that way, Melinda. We did.
Wow.
We did. We did go to that murder trial. And that, talk about another hardest thing a mom will ever go through in her life.
Yes.
Oh, God, you just can't do it. And, you know, the last advice to me before going to court, I told Gabby with my Jason, you go tell your mama when she comes to court on Monday morning to leave that Bible of hers at home. See, they knew I was. They knew I was running on faith. That's all I had. They knew that's what kept me going. They knew that, but they also knew what they said. If your mama brings that Bible into the courtroom, and there's just one juror, and they see that Bible of hers, that opinion alone could send you to prison for 30 years. So how do you deal with that one, Melinda? You know, I just went running back into my prayer closet, and like I told Gabby, I just shook my finger at God and said, what are you doing? What are you doing? You're going to use me to send her to prison? You're going to use me? And that's when he and I had our come to Jesus meeting. And he was telling me, wait a minute now, you've been telling everybody you're going to get this miracle through Psalm 91, but you don't believe it? I said, of course I believe it. He said, well, you want me to show up and clear him about three of those charges? I said, no. He said, no, you want me to show up and clear him of all those charges at 100%? And I said, yes, God, that's what I want you to do, just that. And he said, then you better show up at 100%. So, Melinda, I took the Bible. And I told her, I think that's where everything changed. And I think that is where Satan tried to shut me down and kept me from getting a miracle. But when I went ahead and took that leap of faith, knowing that I could send my own son to prison for 30 years by taking God openly into that courtroom, that right there is where God said, okay, I can trust her now. She's right. She's where she needs to be. And that's when he literally walked down the aisle and he did what he told me he was going to do. And when that thing was over and done with, about a month later, you know how lives start moving back into some form of normal?
Yes.
I said, mine never could, it never has, and it never will. Because God started dealing with me about writing a book, and I've never written a book in my life. And I'll tell you, I did not enjoy it, and I don't like that process at all. But I did it because he said do it. And that book is literally written by God. And then a year later, he stopped me again and said, wait a minute. And he wanted to go on with the emotional side of all of that. And that was a harder book to write. He had to do it. I can't. And then after that, I started getting interviews, television interviews about the two books. The next thing I know, a producer called and wants to make it into the movie. So the movie's out there, Stand Your Ground, on Amazon. The movie, I've told Gabby, you got to see that this is a movie that will stay with you your entire life. And because it's a true story, and it's something that could happen to anybody on any given day. And then after the movie, here's the thing. After the movie, I felt like God was through with me, and I was washed up, and there was nobody else to tell about Psalm 91. And I was walking on the treadmill, and I was crying and begging God, don't shut me down. I want to tell my people. And that same day, I got a call from a TV studio wanting to know if I would host a TV talk show. And my first answer was, no, I can't, no. And the reason for that is because I cannot quote you scripture and verse. I've read the Bible, I think I'm going through my fifth time now, and I still cannot quote you scripture and verse. And I didn't feel like I could do it justice on the air. But God said, wait a minute, you just turned down an offer to put Psalm 91 out there to millions of people, and you said no, so I had to go back. And so I told God, I talked to him again about what my concerns were about not being able to, not good enough to do it. That's why I didn't feel good enough to do it. And so he said, well, you may not be able to quote scripture and verse, but there are people that do. And you can bring them on. And they can help you with this thing right here. So I brought these, my colors in. They were so scripted. They know it all. And
they
said, what do you want to name the show, Jackie? What do you want to call it? And out of nowhere, I said, the Christian view.
Exactly. You know, God gives us instruction. I mean, gives us orders.
Yeah.
You know, he tells us what he wants us to do. But sometimes he doesn't bring all the instructions, right? But
right.
he puts people
something
in
we
your
have to figure out. Yeah.
Exactly. So I know your panel, your co-hosts are just phenomenal. So I do have their names, but how exactly did you select your, we call them your warriors for the Lord.
Yes,
how did you select
yes.
your co-host?
Well, oh my gosh, it's amazing. The first one that I just, the girl who was the assistant director on the movie Stand Your Ground, when she heard that we were tight anyway, and when she heard that I was going to do the Christian view, she said, Jackie, there's this lady at my church who's written a book on the madness of motherhood. She's beautiful. She's a marriage pastor in our church. And she said, Jackie, she is phenomenal, and I wish you would talk to her. So I prayed about her, and when I met her, oh my gosh, we found out we were both from, we're both South Georgia girls from the farm, from the big city. We just hit it off, and she's been with me from the get-go. And now we're in season three, so she's been with me. The other two came from Stacey Robinson, who at the time was also, she was producer of the Christian View. And she has a speakers bureau, a Christian speakers mm-hmm. bureau. So she knew a lot of talented speakers who know the Bible, who would be perfect. And as we prayed over which ones, and like God just showed us which ones to reach out to. And then, lo and behold, I get an email from Lee Adams, who's also been with me now from the get-go. And he said, if you ever want a male perspective, I would love to do it. And he is phenomenal. You know, he's a psychologist. He's a pastor.
Yes.
And so they've all just – and now Cameron Arnett is on. And I don't have to tell you about him. So they've all been God sent.
Phenomenal. So I did have the opportunity to view a couple of episodes, and I'm telling you, I'm so intrigued, and I just love your format. Your topics are relevant to present day, you know, issues,
mm-hmm.
cutting edge. But how do you go about choosing your topics and the guests that you feel, you know, best represent the Lord's
mm-hmm.
biblical view on the week's topic?
Well, let me tell you something. I think it was at the end of season one or the beginning of season two, we are not a guest-driven show. We are just strictly co-hosts, permanent co-hosts, who research and discuss. But Stacey wanted to start bringing on guests to discuss from their point of view, like who's written a book on autism. They need to be here because they're the experts. And we started doing that, and we were bringing on guests. And God never designed our show to be a guest-driven show. He designed it and ordained it the way he wanted it. But we were changing it because we were bringing our guests. And what we found was we were becoming starstruck. And what we found was our eyes had shifted from God to the guest. And what we found was we were discussing the guest instead of God. And God hit me with a 2x4 and said, "What are you doing?"
Mm-hmm.
So I couldn't just keep doing it, Melinda. I have to listen to God or I'm nothing. So I literally had to go and restructure the show. And I had to cancel. And one of our guests that was coming was Taya Kyle, Chris Kyle's wife from the American Sniper. And I had to go in there and I had to count Ruby Gettinger. We had some major power players scheduled, and I had to go in there and counsel every one of them. I just had to counsel them, every one of them. And when I did that, I cannot tell you how God started blessing that show. We started getting nominations for awards. Cameron Arnett came on. I mean, everything changed when I listened to him.
Wow. Because, you know, and we talked about this, the authentic voice, you know, that comes through just from either your panel, your host, personal experience, but more importantly, their thoughts on the matter, because there are different perspectives on every issue, and it's great that each of your hosts, you know, provide a perspective that maybe speaks to a listener listening and thinking the same thing. So that's a great way to, you know, engage your audience, because, you know, everybody has, we call them up to me moments where you go, you know, I was thinking the same thing, you know.
Isn't it amazing? It's amazing how, even though we're all strong Christians, how we can still take a topic and have six different perspectives from the Christian view.
And speaking of that, because I find that so unique to your show, in that you do bring that Christian view, and the fact that you deal with some really relevant topics, drug legalization, gang violence, and even the transgender movement. Yes. You don't shy away from anything. If you had to select one topic, what topic was the most challenging to deal with?
Probably pornography, because we have a live audience, and there are children in that audience, and we have viewers at home who are young teens. I've got a faithful viewer who's 5 and 6 years old. He's 6 now, and he watches every Tuesday morning.
Oh, that is awesome.
And she said, well, who would be your prime audience? And it's hard to say because the topics are relevant to today, and they apply to every person. It doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, whether you're 13 or you're 75, you can be addicted to porn.
Yes.
Even preachers are addicted. Come on. You got to get real about this stuff. So
that's right.
I think that one was the hardest because just the way you have to discuss it. But you got to discuss it, you know. You got to bring out that pastors are addicted, because they are. Some of them are.
Yes, they
not
are.
Not all of
yes,
them, but there are some that are. See, here's the thing. There's so much that churches do not want to talk about. They don't want to talk about that. You know, it's uncomfortable. So I think the hardest topics to discuss are those that are uncomfortable to discuss, the ones that we just rather not talk about.
Exactly. That's what makes your show so good, because we do need to talk about these topics. I mean,
you know,
you can't sweep them under the rug.
But you know what? Yes. Look, it should not be hard, because God is very plain on the matter. He's very plain. His word tells us exactly what to do and not to do. And when you talk about the transgender and legalizing gay marriage, God's very specific on these things. You know, he hasn't changed his instructions. He hasn't changed his format. It's still there. It's just that we don't want to do what he says do. So, but it doesn't mean he didn't say it, and we're not supposed to do it, you know.
Right.
But then there's some people that are just blind, and they just don't know the truth. Melinda, that's the part that we try to catch that audience. So, yes, the Christians, definitely. But there are people that's just flipping through the channels, and when they come across us, they want to hear. You know, they do want to hear the truth. I really fully believe people want the truth, Melinda.
Yes, they do. Have you had viewers or listeners write in or call to suggest topics? Has that happened,
they have. They have.
Okay.
Yeah. Not a whole lot. Not like you would expect, though. And I think, a lot of times when they do, it's something we've already covered. So I just have to check, because now we're already into 60-something episodes. And so by now there's not a whole lot that at some point hasn't been discussed. I mean, now this coming, we just taped 4 shows, and one of them was on deadly distractions, and that was...
Wow.
Why isn't so many people leave their kids in hot cars to die? And every year, it's just more. I mean, it's more. And we talked about driving distractions that's taking so many lives. Texting all of the things inside your vehicle that can literally distract you for 2 seconds and take your life.
Yes.
But the third
one
was, here we go again, the most deadly distraction of all. Do you know what that is, Melinda? The most deadly distraction of all. anything that comes into your life and distracts you from serving God, that is the deadliest distraction of all of them right there.
And there's so many.
Another taping we just did last Friday, American Idols. American Idols. American Idol was a huge show. Wonder what God thinks about the title, American Idol. You know, so we talked about modern day idolatry. You know, and has America bowed our knee to an idolatry? Are we serving self instead of God? I mean, look around at all the selfies and I'm
I know, when you said that, I thought about that, how narcissistic everybody's becoming. Oh my God. You know, it's in fun, but sometimes it can actually, you know, be it goes over the top, you know, and
it can be consuming.
It really can. Well, Jackie, hold that thought. We're going to take a short station break, and we'll be right back. So if you would just stay tuned, and to our listening audience, it's not too late to call in. Again, the call-in number is 347-324-5246. And remember to press that 1 so I can bring you on air. I see that quite a few people are listening. We want to thank you. But please stay tuned. You are listening to the Up to Me magazine show with regular host Gabby G. I'm Mel D, standing in for Gabby G today. So please just stay tuned while we go to a short commercial break. Hi, this is executive producer Mel D, and we thank you for tuning into today's show. Today's show would not be made possible without the support of our loyal sponsors. If you own a business, offer a service, or are a fan of the show, become a sponsor. Please go to our website at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com to the Advertise With Us page to view and download our new advertising kit. We offer new and affordable opportunities for you to become a part of our shows. And now, we return back to our program. Well, we're back, and if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Up to Me magazine show with regular host Gabby G. I'm Mel D, standing in for Gabby, and with our special guest, Jackie Carpenter, host of the awesome show, The Christian View. So, Jackie, before the break, we were talking about all the various topics that you cover on The View, and we talked a little bit about your audience and the six-year-old fan that you have, which is just phenomenal. But I understand there are other ways that you deliver your show's content. So how, other than the live radio show, I mean, live television show format, what other formats can people listen to The Christian View?
Well, you know, WATC in Atlanta is the Atlanta Christian Station. That is our home base, and that is where we literally go in and we tape our shows in front of a live audience. And that's how we started out with the Atlanta. Of course, they reach out beyond Atlanta. They really carry us around the world through online streaming. So, I mean, anybody on the other side of the world can, you know, tune in and listen through online streaming. It's phenomenal. And then Angel 2 Network from Sky Angel, they wanted us. So they picked us up. And let me tell you something. They started out carrying us. Here's another way God rewarded us for listening to him. They were showing us maybe once every 2 weeks or so. Well, then once we restructured and got things back the way God said, they started wanting to carry us once every week. And then they wanted to start carrying us twice every week. And then they want to start carrying us three times every week. And then they have us at 10 o'clock in the morning. And now they've moved us to noon, prime time, on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, at 12 o'clock noon on Dish 266. There we are. Is that not God?
What a blessing.
Terrible TV carries us. GSTN and Cheyenne carries us. 2CTN, Christian Television Networks, carry us. Channel 18 in South Carolina and Channel 45 in Tallahassee, Florida. But, you know, and the easiest way to watch all of our episodes is go to our website on our YouTube channel, you know, because all of our shows are downloaded on our website. And if you go to thechristianview.tv and click episodes, there's going to be 60 episodes that come up that you can watch. So they're all there. You can watch them at night, in the morning, when you're taking a break. So there's no place you can go and not have access to the Christian View.
That's beautiful. That's how I watch it. I was able to watch, and I'm a fan, and I'll continue to, you know, use it for the YouTube channel because, you know, we're all busy people. So the fact that you can, you know, listen and watch and do things
and
on your time schedule, you know, really helps to get that message out. So that's really awesome.
And if you noticed on YouTube, they're in three segments, part one, two, and three. And so you don't have to watch the whole show. You can watch part one, each one of them.
Come back. Yeah.
It's amazing. But then you know what?
Amazing.
After that, I told you that God put us out there on All Nations Radio, allnationsradio.net, every Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then, but you know what I'm so excited about? It's our magazine. I am so excited that God said, let's do a magazine. He's so full of surprises. And, you know, I just love him. He's so full of surprises. And this magazine is over the top. You've got to check it out. It's also linked into our website under magazine. But if you just go to ccv.mag, we released the inaugural edition in June. That's when it started. And then we just released the fall edition. Listen, we've got some of the greatest contributors in the world releasing this magazine, the most powerful articles. But it's an online magazine. It's not hard copy. You read it online. And it's so easy because you can be reading an article about drug addiction or whatever, and it'll have a link inside the magazine. You click it, and it takes you to a video to watch.
Isn't
that amazing?
It is. I had an opportunity. I have to actually read some more articles, but your cover, everything is just beautifully outlined.
Yeah.
And, you know, being in a magazine business is so important to how you format it. I think it's just so well done. And kudos. And, you know, another way to reach people because, you know, everybody is not always visual. We do have some people who enjoy reading and we do have people, you know, who rather listen to the radio. So it's so awesome that you're taking advantage of all the different platforms to reach the audience.
Definitely.
But, you know, it's great. But, you know, 10 to 15 years ago, it's amazing how Christian entertainment was almost nearly non-existent. You know, it was done a lot of times just at the church level. And now there's this surge in Christian entertainment and in the arts in all forms. And I think it's because of and Gabby agrees, it's because of the times that we're living. So since you are at the helm of Christian entertainment as the executive producer and host of The Christian View and also author of two books and motivational speaker, what do you think the key is to breaking the difficult barrier of being able to have all faith-based entertainment, you know, to be considered virtuous and good once again? What do you think
it's
about
that? It's so easy because when God wants you to do something, he's not going to let you down. Now, if you just started on your own, it may be a hard road to hoe. It might be. But when God says do it, you just better do it. But let me tell you, here's the thing I had to struggle with. There was a major television network, and I'll just tell you, it was Hallmark. And that's amazing. Mm-hmm. I love Hallmark. I love them.
Right.
I always kind of considered them as Christian television. I guess they're not, but they're close. And they were very interested in the Christian view. They were so interested that here's the only thing we had to do, Melinda, to go to Hallmark. We have to take Christian out of the title. We couldn't quote any scriptures now, Melinda. I mean, it might be okay if you kind of mention that Jesus did say something, but don't you dare go to any scriptures or Bible verse or anything like that. You can have your show, but you got to take Jesus out of it. Now, Melinda, all right, now look, some people, listen to me, some people wanted to. I mean, listen, that's a big thing. That's a big thing. To take the show to Hallmark, that's a big thing. Oh, but we can reach more people. We can reach more. Well, what are you reaching them with, Melinda? What are you reaching them with if you can't take God with you when you go? See, that's the lesson I learned in the courtroom. I'm not going anywhere that he can't go with me. And my Bible, just it goes back to me taking that Bible to that courtroom. He's going with me. And on the Christian View television show, he is going with me. Because without him, I have nothing. I am a nobody. I have no show. I couldn't write you a paragraph. If you gave me a topic and said, write me a creative paragraph, I'm not a writer, but he used me to write two books. Listen, I mean, it's all God. And so, you know, if he wants me to stay right where I'm at, I'm so happy right now. But for some reason, he keeps enlarging the borders in different ways. Like now the radio and the magazine, well, that's come out with a Christmas issue. We don't know what's next, you know. It's like I tell Gabby, he has to spoon feed me. Because if he had shown me in the beginning what I was going to be doing now and all these things that have transpired in between, I couldn't have handled that, Melinda. I could not have handled it. It would have been overwhelming.
Yes, I can appreciate that.
But the way
that.
He just
eases
it in, it's awesome.
Yes, it is. And he knows how much to give you at a time.
He does.
You know,
sure
like,
he does.
Okay, curate this, and then I'll give you the next step I want you to go, you know, the next form I want you to go into. And I think of the movie War Room, you know, when you hear the story of how, you know, the challenges that they had in actually creating that movie. And I love what you just said, that you did not take Christian out of the title because it is what it is.
That's
and,
right.
You know, you didn't compromise on that. Right. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of like, we want to take a product to the people, but sometimes the people have to come to the product too. You know what I'm saying? So I love how War Room has really opened up the doors for many of us that are doing it the Christian way and not being afraid to talk about God and Jesus Christ and the story and quote scripture. And I think people will come, and I think it's starting to happen. And I just applaud you for not compromising, you know, that principle. Because, you know, for many of us that want to go into those bigger, larger commercial markets, that is the compromise that has to be made.
And you know, I'm going to tell you something. They're not going to fool God. They're not going to fool him. He knows the heart. He knows.
Yes.
He knows the heart. You can't fool him.
Yes. Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Wow.
But look at your own show. I mean, look at your radio show. Look what he's done with it. And you know, you haven't had to compromise. You've let me sit here and tell all of your listeners how wonderful God is and how he can do what man can't. And people today, Melinda, they don't need help. People today need miracles. They need miracles.
Yes.
And he's the only one that can do it for them.
That's right. That's right. And the one thing that always resonates with everything we do here is people say, I know now I'm not alone. You know, you're not alone in whatever, you know, struggles you're going through right now.
Exactly.
And there is a way, you know, to get support. There is a way to get daily, fed spiritually every day to lead you to scripture, to help you to get through the challenges you're going through.
Yeah.
And I think
it's so important that Christians band together and stand together.
Exactly.
Right now.
Exactly. And I love the fact that your show, your TV show, you have a live audience. So I know we have listeners that are here locally in the Atlanta area. How can they come to be, you know, part of the live audience?
Oh, wow. I wish they would. They would have so much fun. Listen, our audience is our little fan club. We even have a fan club page. The Christian View Fan Club. So they get to see things that other people don't get to see because they're our little fans and they're so faithful. If you go to the ChristianView.tv website or if you go to our Facebook page, The Christian View, we always announce our taping dates. Like I said, there are only six a year. And the next one is January the 6th. And we start advertising for our audience. I sort of
Hello? Oh, I hope we didn't lose her. Everyone, just stay tuned. Jackie
will be right back with us. Just stand by. Okay. Well, I just want to let everyone know that Gabby will be back with us next week. I'm sorry we lost Jackie's call, but she is going to hopefully call right back in and we'll resume our conversation. And I want to just take the liberties to let everyone know that we will be going into 2017 with some awesome new shows. And we will also be focusing a lot on features that are in our Up to Me magazine. We will have some special guests that will be coming, special topics that we'll cover. But if you have a specific interest in a topic you would like to see Gabby G cover, please send us an email at info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Send us any comments, any suggestions, or feel free to go to our Facebook page, which is Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR. Please post your comments or feel free to make suggestions and share them on our Facebook page. You also can follow us on Twitter at ALR Radio. We do tweet frequently, but would enjoy communicating with you and connecting with you in that way. We also would like you to view our website, which is at www.AtlantaLifeRadio.com. You can also go to the show page for Up to Me magazine, learn more about Gabby G and about the show, and also you can listen to any of our shows that you have missed. You can click on the show page. We have the latest episodes on the Up to Me magazine show page, or if you go on our home page, we have a player box, and you can listen to any of our other shows on that player box. I also want to go ahead and let you know that we will be posting, for those of you that are interested in attending a live broadcast and being in the audience for the Christian View, we'll go ahead and post that information on our website. And also a link to the Christian View fan page, as right before, unfortunately, we lost Jackie, that you'll be able to connect that way. I also wanted to share that you also will be able to listen to today's show. It will turn into a podcast right about 30 minutes after we air, and you will be able to listen to this show in its entirety. Okay, I'm sorry we lost Jackie, and I was hoping that she would be able to come back on with us, and I'm going to give it a couple of more minutes. Excuse us for this technical difficulty. But I'm going to go into prayer right now because, you know, we're trying to deliver a really good message here, and we're not going to let this little hiccup disturb your listening pleasure. So if y'all would just all just in a minute indulge me and participate, if you will, in this prayer so that we pray over Jackie, we pray over this show here. We also pray for God's message through the medium of radio and TV. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this beautiful, compassionate, and faithful servant of God in Jackie Carpenter. Her story and her show inspires so many to remain in and cling to you as our strength and our refuge. Thank you for all, for her and all of the hosts and crew of the Christian View. And I ask that you lead them boldly with your favor and protection over them as they continue to work and live their lives for you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. If you would like to learn more about Jackie Carpenter's journey or purchase her books,
the bridge between cell block A and A Miracle in Psalm 91 and Georgia Justice, A Journey of Faith, please visit her personal website at www.bridgetoamiracle.com. Again, you can visit her personal website at www.bridgetoamiracle.com. Guess what? Did you know that you can actually be a member of the Christian View audience? Yes, for tickets to the show or to find out more about the many ways that you can watch the Christian View, also visit the website www.thechristianview.com. Again, that's www.thechristianview.com. Why not check out their online magazine or become a subscriber? Just go to www.tcvmag.com. And now you can listen to the Christian View on All Nations Radio with Jackie Carpenter and Bishop Samuel McGill II every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.allnationsradio.net. On social media, you can follow Jackie and the Christian View on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, respectively. The Up to Me magazine show will be back next Saturday morning at 10 a.m. when we will return with another inspirational episode to inspire, uplift, and educate you on the road to your own personal journey. So mark your calendars and meet us back here when Gabby G will be back on air in the Gabby G Cafe. And on behalf of myself, Mel D, and the entire cast of Atlanta Life Radio, this is Mel D saying take five this week and be inspired to ask yourself about your own Up to Me moment, and then come back to share it with us, because you know what? It's your life, your moment, it's up to you, and now you're going to hear our theme song, Up to Me, and it's, I'm sorry, the theme song, Wake Up, in its entirety. Thank you for tuning in, and if you stayed through even during the part where we lost our guest, Jackie, I want to say a special thank you, and make sure you tune back here next week. Have a blessed week.
Up to me to be the very best I can be, and it's up to you to do the perfect too.
Atlanta Life Media, here to share the love through Nickel Life experience. Atlanta Life Media,
who just let no man hurt.
Let's not
Wake up and live your life.